Now, it happens to some human beings who suddenly realize another dimension in themselves. And when it happens accidentally, it's usually because an object in their life that they had strongly identified with dies, dissolves. We call it disaster or death, the great loss. The big enterprise that I built up collapses. The wife dies, a child dies, the house crumbles. Everything collapses under me. The object that I had identified with dissolves. And that leaves a hole in my life, a big gaping hole. Now, some people cannot fill up that hole quickly enough. Let's do active again. The enterprise collapses. Okay, I'm going to build up a new one. Another 20 years. Or you allow that to be because you say, okay, it drives you into surrender. The fabric of your existence has a hole in it, an empty space. And often it happens to people through a great loss or death in their lives, suddenly an inner shift happens. And there's suddenly enormous peace, serenity, aliveness. And they don't know what happened to them. It's because the space, what we could call space consciousness, which has no form, which is consciousness itself, came through that hole of death and destruction. Death and destruction, which look dreadful from the point of view of the human mind, the ego, are also ultimately benevolent, because through death and destruction, a hole appears in your existence, which consisted of objects, my life. This is my life. And suddenly my life goes to pieces. There may be some of you who experience that. Suddenly things all collapsed around you. And so through that, there's an opening. And through that comes what Buddhists call the deathless, which is the realization of the formless dimension of life, which is consciousness itself, the space that you are, the consciousness that you are. So to some it comes through disaster and death, and to others it comes through realization, through the help of a spiritual teaching, and to many it comes combination of great loss in your own life plus a spiritual teaching, and they two come together. And this is why many of you are here. There are quite a few, I'm certain of that, who would not be here if they had not experienced this or that disaster in their lives. And for many people, that creates the first opening. So we have the dimensions of consciousness, object consciousness, thoughts, one thing after another, experiences, things that are all important, every object is so important. And then, what is it that makes that whole thing possible? Space, the underlying, formless, pure consciousness that you are, stillness, presence. It becomes presence when you know it, when it recognizes itself. But you can't, not through thought. What I've just said only points. What I've just said isn't presence, although the presence underlies it.